All right, welcome in to the latest episode of the R. Bill Simmons podcast. And today we are talking Bill's return to the podcasting game. He took a 6-week break. He had the 2 episodes a couple of weeks ago, and now he is back full time. And what did people think? They were disappointed. A lot of chatter today on Twitter, in the sub. People are not happy with Bill's return. And so let's just dive into why. You had Jacoby, you had Wilds. I like those guys a lot. Some people don't, but generally they vibe pretty well with Bill. People hated the topics. Now, as a longtime Bill Simmons fan, I knew that I had no interest in that section on, I don't even know what basketball tournament is going on. I don't care. I had no interest. I immediately went to the Harden trade because I'm not going to care about that. But you had people here. This is a comment from the sub. Wait, so he takes 5 weeks off and returns with more basketball nonsense and the Patriots will win the AFC East take. Am I being punked here? Or did that really happen? Been following Bill for decades. I'm starting to think I may not be the target audience for this pod anymore. So that was an example of a comment. We also had, quote, brutal first episode back. People did not like the Pats section, took it seriously, said picking them to win that division is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. And then I think this one really hit it. This is people taking it seriously. This pod was honestly kind of shockingly bad, hyping up Team USA players, saying James Harden will be making a minimum salary next year, pretending the Pats are winning the AFC East, just moronic stuff all around. And then I'll finish up with this one. Really disappointing pod. Topics are awful. Jacoby laughing and trying to one-up everybody in jokes. Wilds with nothing new to add. Bill trying to force his asinine opinions on them. Highly disappointing. Okay, so here's what I'll say to this. I used to be this guy. I did. I was this guy from probably 2019, maybe even through last year. I took Bill's pod really seriously. I couldn't believe he was throwing out these insane takes. Asinine gets thrown around a lot. It's true. Obviously, the Patriots, barring something unforeseen, are the clear number 4 team in the AFC East. Obviously, nobody wants to hear about a random basketball tournament in the middle of the summer. Do we want to care about James Harden? I don't think so. So what you have to do to enjoy Bill these days, you got to understand that he's Nadir Canyon, Bill Simmons. He's the opposite of Apex Mountain. He is Bill Simmons' expiring contract in keep cash and dem checks mode, all right? This is what the guy is. So if you want to enjoy Simmons, you got to listen to him like you're listening to, you're enjoying a parody of Bill Simmons. And if you guys want proof that I've come around on this, I will take you to memes that I made, Try Best Spoke made 1 year ago. This is literally exactly 1 year ago. So the same situation happened where Bill had a 6-week break. He came back and people were amped up. And it was the same thing this year. People were saying, oh, is the Matthew Berry fantasy deep dive coming? Is that going to happen? Are we going to have Cousin Sal doing some over-unders, some futures bets? You know, are we going to bring on some sort of football person, right? Because we want football content right now. Fantasy drafts are going on in about a week. The season's going to be around the corner. People are maybe throwing some futures bets down. That's what we want. And what does Bill give us? NBA. So the same thing happened last year. And so the meme where the black guy is smiling in the top frame and then he's shocked in the bottom frame of disaster. So I had Bill's back in the top frame, the bottom frame, with more KD talk and Ringer NBA writers for guests. So he did the same thing last year. He was NBA whole Bill Simmons. And he did some Ringer pod. I think it maybe was with Waz and Mahoney. You can go back and check. I titled the post, Is He Even Back? And then some people on that, somebody comments, thought the episode title was a troll. 5 weeks off, and he comes back and immediately talks about the one topic that had been discussed to death before he left that hasn't evolved at all in the time off, and that's the KD trade. Now, this is Travis Spoke. This is me 1 year ago, before I was doing the R. Bill Simmons podcast. So you can get a sense for my psyche and what I was doing with Bill. I said, he's washed, man. Playing out the string. Bill Simmons' expiring contract. The trifecta of any given Wednesday failing, the Ringer union turning on him, and the New York Times calling him racist sealed the deal. He's not even trying anymore. He's just collecting Spotify money by doing the minimum work required and will spend it on another beach house soon. Page 2, Grantland, and even 2016 Ringer Bill ain't walking through that door. He's just retired at this point instead of embarrassing himself anytime he gets into the game. So that is my take from 1 year ago versus today. I'm laughing about his return, and I actually did enjoy the podcast that he put out last night, although I was selective about what I listened to. And that's what I was saying earlier, is that you can't take this guy seriously. You have to listen to the pod, and you have to appreciate the things that Bill says and the reactions of the guests because you know Bill well. So what do I mean by that? The Patriots section. Of course the Patriots are going to suck this year. Mac Jones is the worst quarterback in that division. Zeke, I mean, someone should pull the clips of Bill Simmons hating on Zeke for probably the past 3 years to Cousin Sal. Now he loves him. Great veteran presence. Can get first downs. Hard runner. Give me a fucking break. I mean, Bill, give me a break. This is worse than him talking himself into like the ninth Celtic on the bench, because at least they might be able to shoot some threes. I mean, Zeke's the total joke. So the people that are like me now that have embraced the side of it. So this guy, he was kind of getting there. He goes, the pod was terrible. The only good part was the ridiculous patch prediction, which will make this season a joy to follow. Okay, so that's kind of like, all right, it's that Bill has planted his flag that the Patriots are going to be great. That's going to be a really fun subplot for the season when they end up sucking. Somebody else goes, if you just listen knowing that he cannot be objective about any AFC East team, then it's kind of funny. It sounds like you're getting there. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And then he's exactly like your random friend who ignores all evidence and really thinks a QB like Baker Mayfield is the answer to unlocking multiple Super Bowls. Once people understand that, he's much easier to digest. And then this, I love this too. Can't wait to reference this Pats talk in week 6 when Bill says he knew they were going to be bad all along. So he did the same thing last year where he was hyping up Mac Jones as an MVP candidate. And then in the podcast today, he claims that he was out on the Patriots from the beginning last year. He knew they would suck. Oh, you did, Bill. So you're out here saying people should be betting on Mac Jones to win the MVP, but you assume that the Patriots are going to be 6-11 and suck? I don't think so. So obviously Bill doesn't have any clue what he's talking about. He's just extreme homer. And I like that Jacoby is trying to fight back on that. And he's just happy that Bill's talking like this because he can reference it later. And I guessed that I'm assuming that Jacoby will give him such shit for this Pats take when it fails that he will not be invited in the pod for several months. There was one pod they did where Jacoby, like a year ago maybe, Jacoby was joking with Bill and he's like, you're not objective about LeBron. What are you talking about? And Bill was actually angered. He was hurt. I think he even said, I'm hurt by that. Because Bill actually thought people view him as this neutral observer in the game of basketball. I mean, it's his game. He's the NBA hole, right? He wrote his book of basketball. So I don't think Jacoby was on for a while after that. Now they're back on. But it's just so ludicrous that he would even think this. And I loved – there's a couple other ones here. You get – this Pats segment is some medical-grade copium. That was great. And then you also had, I love this comment from Bread for My Family. He goes, because people were saying in the sub, for all the research that Bill did, that he look at the Patriots schedule, it's pretty tough. And they were listing out how the top four games are, the first four games are tough. Bread for My Family goes, 4-0. The Mac game. The Belichick game. The crowd game, and Walk Week. And so it's parodying Bill Simmons, but that's the point of what I'm getting at. That is a parody of Bill Simmons, that comment right there. Bill Simmons himself is not that fucking far off from that. Bill Simmons himself is doing an incredible parody of Bill Simmons. And that's how you have to enjoy the pod. I'm bowled up now. I'm psyched because I am going to love and revel and cheer and root for the Patriots going 6-11, 7-10, tearing at Bill. I'm going to be rooting for Aaron Rodgers going for six motherfucking touchdowns against the Patriots in Foxborough, ripping Bill's heart out. And he's just going to be Mr. Pouty Face on the pod. Cousin Sal's team looks pretty good. That would even be better. What if the Cowboys go 13-4 and the Patriots go 7-11? This is going to be an amazing, no, 7-11, 7-10. This is going to be an amazing guess the line season. Cousin Sal, because he can jab at Simmons. Simmons is going to be pissed off. Hopefully we pair it with a terrible million-dollar pick season. We throw in Bill being bad at fantasy. I mean, we could be setting up for one of the best guess the lines in ages with pissy Bill just getting so mad he even has to do it anymore because his Patriots suck. I mean, this is so much better. This setup for this season is so much better than Bill coming in and saying, you know what? Yeah, the Patriots aren't going to be that good this year. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They'll probably finish third place. Maybe second, but they don't have a chance. Rodgers is good and all that. And so I guess, like, now that I'm saying this, is it kayfabe or whatever the wrestling term is that Bill is thinking this? I don't think it is. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bill is playing this up for the crowd, but I don't think it is. I think this comes from Dr. Bill Simmons, who we know is a bigger homer than Bill. Dr. Bill Simmons is the one that said Jaylen Brown's dribbling problems were only due to him cutting his hand watering houseplants. I mean, Bill even had to talk to him and say, hey, I don't know about that, Dad. I think he had those problems last year. But then hilariously, Bill took that take from his dad a month later and said, yeah, he was worse than he should have been this postseason dribbling because of the plant incident. So as far as I was concerned, I love that section of the pod because I know what that can bring us for the rest of the season. And of course, it's absolutely hilarious hearing him love Zeke. I mean, give me a break, as I said before. So some other hilarious moments in the pod. I mean, this is fantastic. What a wonky Bill Simmons saying, I'm sure we all remember when 50 Cent turned 34, but it really felt like he was 39. I don't think anybody knows what that means, Bill included. I caught some of this that athletes shouldn't have pods. I love that. I absolutely love that. So Bill Simmons has been making a name for himself doing podcasts since 2007. But as soon as players start getting in the game and potentially challenging what Bill is doing with his pod, oh, players, you know, Bill's turned into Laura Ingram. Bill basically wants the players to shut up and dribble. I mean, frankly, I mean, what's the difference? We need one of those memes when, you know, you go like the Edward Norton meme. He transfers from a normal guy into the American History X guy in four photos. We need that Bill turning into Laura Ingram because he doesn't want he sees the competitive landscape. He doesn't want the players on his turf. Bill Simmons should be the only one that gets to talk about players in the game like that, not the players. But that was just fun. I mean, I'm not really thinking that seriously, but I'm just saying that it's ironic that Bill is so against that when, I mean, look, Bill revolutionized how people talk about the game. I talked about this with Hubie Talks Hoops. I've talked about this with TikTok investors, a lot of guests in the pod. Completely revolutionized it, episode 25, too, the history of Bill. So he should be respectful of players getting in on this and revolutionizing it from their perspective. But of course, he's not, because he's Bill Simmons and he only thinks about himself. This is funny, too. So I didn't listen to this part, but this was in the sub. Bill's under the impression that he and his friend who texted him the idea are onto some genius strategic breakthrough in soccer history with penalty kicks is so embarrassing. Just kick it in the left corner. Like, people haven't thought of that before. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just – this is, again, classic Simmons, where the first time that Simmons has a thought, he doesn't think that, oh, maybe the thought has been had before. Let me see. He just assumes that it was his original thought, and he's a genius for it. This goes back to him saying in – he would say that he was the guy who created all of these, like he created the that guy, right? Or he created joking about movies. I can't think of a great example for it, but you know, this is what Bill's done throughout his career is he's the one that popularizes an idea a lot of the time, but he wasn't the only one thinking about the idea. But this idea has been popularized before. There's statistical breakdowns of the best place to shoot penalty kicks or to kick penalty kicks. And of course, Bill thinks he's the only one who has done this. So that was funny. And then I had to love this. So this is another example of how Bill's transitioned over the years, where he used to be the outsider, but now he's fucking boys with Daryl Morey, where he's completely carrying water for Daryl in this situation. And he even says in the podcast, he says, it sounds like I'm doing Daryl's dirty work, but I'm not. I mean, like the fact that you have to say that means you are doing his dirty work. And then he had other comments about, oh, I'm not defending Daryl, but on the pod, he says he uses that same language when he talks about KD, because deep down, he absolutely fucking knows that he's doing their dirty work and he's carrying their water. But he does it anyway, but he has to have that disclaimer on it. So that's just so classic Simmons that he can't admit his bias. I mean, if he admitted that he was on Daryl's side, that's one thing. But he doesn't. He likes for people to think he's playing it down the middle, which of course he's not. And he's still not with KD. Now, for Bill and Daryl, they go back years because remember Bill nicknamed Daryl Dork Elvis because he was the one doing the MIT Sloan Analytics Conference, which I went to one year. I met Bill Barnwell and a few other Grantland people at the time, because Grantland was a big focus at those conferences. Oh, Kirk Goldsberry too. I remember going to a presentation with Kirk, and that was a lot of fun. He's a really smart guy, obviously, because he's went to the Spurs and still is writing about NBA, I think, for ESPN. So They were very heavy presence there. But I think Bill had covered that in like 2008, 2009 for Page 2 ESPN before anybody was talking about it. I think he mentioned how it used to be one room, the MIT Analytics Conference. It was just a random classroom, I think, at MIT. And it grew into at least when I went, it was in this massive complex where you'd hold events that you'd have like a huge stage there. You'd have, there was five or six breakout sessions going on at any one point, an MLB track, an NBA track, the big room. Regretfully, I didn't see Bill Simmons. I didn't go the year that he went. He used to moderate some of the stuff. I saw H-Bob in person. That was great. But the point here is that Bill has been championing Daryl Morey for 15 years now. So for him to pretend like he's not doing Daryl's dirty work in the pod, like I don't care whether you even think that or not. It's that you're obviously going to be biased toward him because you know the guy, and that's fine. But it's just funny that you're not admitting that. So I'm saying all this to say, again, this what the commentary from people today on the sub, and there's plenty of people that feel like me too, but the commentary from people today in the sub disappointed in Bill. They're disappointed that he's talking too much NBA in the summer. He's disappointed that he's going extreme homer AFC East fan. They're disappointed that Wilds had a mediocre half-baked idea segment. And for some reason, the new Bill fans don't like Jacoby, which I think is crazy. I love Jacoby in the pod and calls out Bill, which is great. I do have to admit, maybe it was a little bit lower energy than previous Jacobian Wilds pods, but it was hard to get hot on takes because it's in the middle of summer and Bill's not watching baseball. So what else is he going to do? So to everybody out there, you got to embrace listening to this. Not is Bill Simmons, sports guy, pop culture melding of the two, and a guy that you like listening to because you get insights from and you're going to get unbiased to a degree sports coverage. You can't listen to that guy. You have to listen to Bill Simmons as full parity, Nadir Canyon, Bill Simmons expiring contract, and keep cashing them checks mode. If you listen like that, it's hilarious. It's fun. I can't wait for him to get to be even more of a homer on the pods. I want him talking to Matthew Berry if he does. I want him saying he's drafting every Pats player. I want him taking Stevenson for as much money as he can in his non-booger eating league. I want him rostering Zeke in every league for good value. I want him fucking rostering Mac Jones. I want him avoiding Rodgers. I want him on week one with Schrager completely betting against Aaron Rodgers hard for like the full million that week and getting completely in the hole. Like, this is the way to do it with Simmons now. Because look, I agree with people. Like the first 30 minutes of that podcast, again, I had no interest in listening to it and I will not listen to it. But for people that did, they're disappointed. It's the same thing for that Ryan Russillo draft that Bill did, drafting like ninth through 12th men expansion draft in every team. Are you kidding me? Only intense NBA heads, and even that, are gonna have an inkling of appreciation for that pod. Gotta say fuck no to that. So there's a difference between I used to be I would pride myself in the sub as saying I'm a Klosterman only guy, and I've evolved from that. I'm not a Klosterman only guy anymore. I do like listening to more Bill, and the context here is I used to listen to 99% of the pods. The only pods that I missed was when Jacoby ironically would do reality TV recaps, and I didn't listen to the challenge. I didn't watch the challenge. So that was the one or two pods a year that I didn't listen to, or the sections of the pods when you'd come on for 20 minutes. So only listening to Klosterman, that's on one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is taking Bill completely seriously and hoping for rational takes. That's not the way to do it either. You got to straddle the middle. You got to, you don't, you know, you got to know you don't have to listen to every episode. That's key. The R. Bill Simmons podcast can help you out there. So you don't have to listen to every episode. You don't have to listen to every part of every episode. And you have to listen to it appreciating that Bill is completely washed, doesn't care about the product anymore, is the worst homer he's ever has been. And we're rooting for maximum pain for Bill Simmons' sports teams and takes. And taken that way, listening to the pod that way, that was an excellent podcast. So that's what I had to say for this one. Find me on Twitter. Let me know what you think. Hopefully some got some shows in the works here. And yeah, I think there's a big reaction to the latest three-man weave. People really love that with Pop and Bob Weir. I liked talking with those guys too. I thought that was a really fun conversation. We got a lot of people giving good feedback about that one. We got a lot of listens on that one. So people really enjoyed that. I mean, the listens on that one was much better than I expected. And that the listens on that one are really going to be some of our best in several episodes. So I think people really appreciated the three-man weave, which was great. So we'll do more of those. I mean, those guys do have a little bit more of a time commitment with families than I do at the present moment, but that's all good. We all love hearing them. And yeah, so hopefully you guys are enjoying your day, enjoying Bill's pod, enjoying listening on the sub and the RBS R the R Bill Simmons podcast will be out with a new episode shortly. See you guys around.